This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
As children, we all learn that we must obey our parents and certain other authority figures in our lives. It's a survival strategy that's been around since humans lived in caves, and for the most part, it has served us well. We incorporate these lessons into our lives as adults, too, and end up obeying those in authority, often without question. Ira Chaliff says that this isn't always a good idea. Chaliff is the founder and president of Executive Coaching and Consulting Associates in Washington, D.C. He discovered during a lecture that it's sometimes a good idea to disobey authority in order to save it and others affected by the boss's decisions. It all came about when he was teaching students the value of being a good follower and said it was okay for them to sometimes stand up to authority. A woman in the class said she had an example of that under the desk. A guide dog for the blind that she was training.
For the first 16 months of the dog's life, she was teaching it to obey all the commands it would need to know. She said then it needed to go to a higher level trainer who would teach it intelligent disobedience. And I said, what's that? And she explained that sometimes the person who's blind will give an order to go forward when the dog sees a danger that would be very problematic if it complied with the order, and it has to know when not to obey and how not to obey. And if it can't do that, it can't be a guide dog. And I thought, what a wonderful metaphor for how do we raise our children, how do we develop professionals who know the difference between when to obey and when not to obey.
Chaliff turned that idea into his book, Intelligent Disobedience, Doing Right When What You're Told to Do Is Wrong. He says that some of us learn the lessons of obedience a little too well. When the time comes to stand up to the boss, we give in because we're afraid of negative repercussions if we don't. It's a tough situation to be in, but Chaliff says that we can take some of the fear out of the experience if we know how to say no. It takes time, preparation, and practice to learn to say no gracefully, yet firmly. It also takes the ability to think ahead and consider all of the potential consequences of your action or inaction. Chaliff has a story about an accountant with the now defunct WorldCom Corporation who found out what happens when you don't think ahead and just go along.
Betty Vinson, she's a very poignant example because when she was told to fudge the numbers, she pushed back and she said, well, you know, that doesn't conform to accounting practices. And she was told, well, it's just for this month. Just work with us. And she had a good job. She didn't want to lose it. But she went home. She was really worried about it. And she actually wrote out a letter of resignation. She decided it was more important to keep her accounting license, her credentials, her integrity. But then, unfortunately, she had second thoughts. She ripped up the letter, and she went ahead and cooked the books. And then the next month, they came and asked her to do it again, and the next, and the next. So Betty Vincent, she thought she was being self-preserving, if you will, by going along. Instead, she wound up with a jail sentence.
What could she have done to save her job? What is the right way to say no in those circumstances?
So if I were her, I hope what I would have been able to do was say, sir or ma'am, who's ever giving me the order, this will get all of us in a lot of difficulty. I cannot do this. If you feel strongly enough that this is the right thing to do, then you will need to do it. I cannot go along with this.
Chaliff says that to say, I was just following orders, is not usually a good excuse, unless your life or the lives or health of your loved ones are in danger. One of the biggest and most rigid organizations in the world, the U.S. military, has even acknowledged that just because an order comes from above, that doesn't mean it should be followed all the time.
But what's happening these days in the military is this concept of command intent. Rather than command telling you exactly what to do, the military are moving to a doctrine where command says, here's what we're trying to accomplish. You figure out the best way to do it, the best way to accomplish the goal with minimized casualties to your troops. And that's a much more professional way to deal with these kinds of historically very authoritarian organizations.
In any case where you don't think your boss or someone else in authority is making a good decision, and it's not an emergency, Chalif says there is a good way to speak up and question the decision.
We do have to be diplomatic. One of the best ways is to help the positional leader understand how if you do what they're asking you to do, it could come back to hurt them as well as others. And if you can help the leader understand how not only is it the right thing to do it differently than they're being asked, but it's also in their self-interest to reconsider and find a better way to do this. In the long run, you may build a relationship where they come to really value your constructive dissent.
Chalif says we need to begin teaching children when it's okay to say no to an authority figure or other adult, such as when someone tells them to do something illegal or immoral.
Building the capacity for intelligent disobedience starts very early in the home and in the preschool and school. And I hope that we see more parents having these conversations with each other. It's not easy to do. When you're stressed out, your fuse is short, you're very tempted to just say, you just do what I say. But we really then wind up building a foundation that doesn't serve our children well in the future, and I'm hoping we can change that conversation.
Chalif has lectured many groups on leadership skills, but also on followership skills, something we don't think about too much in our working lives. Being a courageous follower requires not only being able to say no to authority when necessary, but an entire repertoire of skills.
The courage to assume responsibility. In other words, I don't wait around for orders. Once I understand what we're trying to achieve, I act and I take responsibility for my actions. Another is the courage to be supportive. Maybe if I were the leader, I would be doing it differently. But she's the leader, and as long as her ideas have a reasonable chance of success and aren't violating core values, I'm going to support her. And then the fourth is the courage to participate in transformation. What does that mean? That means, hey, if a relationship with your leader isn't going so well, guess what? It's a two-way street. So rather than just pointing the finger at him or her, look at yourself and say, what is it that I'm doing that's contributing to this relationship not being as good as it could? I have control over that more than the other's behavior. And the last is the courage to take a moral stance. If what you're being asked to do really is crossing a line, then you have a range of options to make sure you don't become complicit with an unethical, illegal order.
Of course, when you challenge authority figures, there's no guarantee that it will change their minds or that there will be no negative repercussions to your life or career. But Chalif says you'll likely have more success if you say no in an intelligent and reasoned way. To find out how, you can pick up Ira Chalif's book, Intelligent Disobedience, in stores and online. You can also visit his website at intelligentdisobedience.net. You can also visit our site at viewpointsonline.net for more information about all of our guests. You'll find archives of past programs there and on iTunes and Stitcher. Our show is written and produced by Pat Reuter. Our production directors are Sean Waldron, Reed Pence, and Nick Hofstra. I'm Marty Peterson.
Summer vacations are a welcome disruption to our routines, but they're not the time for heart attack survivors to take a vacation from their medications. Did you know that after one heart attack, patients have a higher risk for another? Dr. Warren J. Wexelman, cardiologist at the NYU School of Medicine, says patients can help reduce their ongoing risk by asking their doctors about treatment options and how a 90-day prescription may help with adherence.
After a heart attack, there are several medications you may be prescribed to reduce your risk of another one. However, one study showed rates of adherence were as low as 63% after 3 months. Non-adherence is a serious issue. It's crucial patients take medicines as prescribed. prescribe to optimize their treatment. One tip to maintain your treatment routine is to ask your doctor about a 90-day medication supply, which one study showed improved adherence by 20% versus those requiring refills every 30 days.
When considering treatment options for you, be sure to ask your doctor about Brilinta Ticagrelor 90 milligram tablets, a prescription for adults who have been hospitalized for a heart attack, also known as acute coronary syndrome. Brilinta is used to lower your chance of having another heart attack or dying from one. Take Brilinta twice daily with low-dose aspirin once daily. Don't take aspirin higher than 100 milligrams daily, as this affects how well Brilinta works. Don't stop taking Brilinta without talking to your doctor, since stopping it too soon increases your risk of clots in your stent, heart attack, stroke, and even death. Brilinta may cause bruising or bleeding more easily, or serious, sometimes fatal bleeding. Don't take Brilinta if you have bleeding like stomach ulcers, a history of bleeding in the brain, or severe liver problems. Slow heart rhythm has been reported. Tell your doctor about bleeding, new or unexpected shortness of breath, any planned surgery, and all medicines you take. For more information, see our ad in Weight Watchers magazine, visit Brilinta.com, or call 1-800-BRILINTA. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help. This summer, ask your doctor about an effective medication that can help protect you from having another heart attack. Don't forget to ask for a 90-day prescription to help you avoid a medication vacation.
We're all familiar with the tale of Peter Pan, but how vastly different is that story through the eyes of Captain Hook? What if Peter Pan is really the villain? I'm John Pielmeyer, and that's the premise of my new novel, Hook's Tale, being the account of an unjustly villainized pirate written by himself. Hook's Tale is a wildly entertaining memoir in the tradition of Gregory Maguire's Wicked, a radical new version of a classic story where Peter Pan's legendary nemesis finally sets the record straight. I previously written Agnes of God and the stage adaptation of The Exorcist, and here I spin the fascinating backstory of young James Cook before he became Captain Hook. A kidnapped runaway at age 13 who finds himself stranded in the Never Isles, he adopts a baby crocodile, falls in love with Tiger Lily, and lends his shadow to a mysterious flying boy. Ultimately, Captain Hook has to make the most difficult decision of his life. His choice, like his story, isn't what you might expect. Hook's Tale by John Leonard Pielmeyer is available in hardcover and digital at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money.